celebrating our most important industry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Today is the first day of spring and also recognized across the country as National Ag Day. And Tennessee farmers this week have been taking time to visit with lawmakers on Capitol Hill in Nashville to express their thanks for the job they do and to remind them that our state depends heavily on the ag economy.
Everybody needs to be more aware of actually what we as food producers are trying to do, and we as farmers are trying to provide a safe food source for the American public and the Tennessee public, and we're wanting to make sure that we can do that the best we can without a whole lot of regulations.
Smith County producer Eddie Pascal was visiting his lawmakers as part of the Tennessee Farm Bureau legislative visits this week. His state senator is May Beavers, who represents rural folks in 8 counties.
And it means a lot to me to hear directly from the farmers how proposed laws are going to affect them. And, I can't think of much that I've ever disagreed with the Farm Bureau on.
Coffee County young farmer Whitney Willis was also in Nashville this week to meet with legislators to make sure they keep the ag industry in mind when passing laws.
I farm for a living. That's my only occupation. I just come up here and try to support the legislation that benefits or helps farmers and ag in the state, and just try to be up here and be a voice for other farmers.
State Senator Bo Watson of Chattanooga represents constituents in both urban and rural areas of his district and feels it's vital to maintain a strong ag economy.
I think we have to do all we can to protect the farmers and the farmers' interests, while at the same time striking that delicate balance between rural and urban, rural and suburban.
And we hope you'll keep in mind today and every day the importance of Tennessee and American agriculture on this National Ag Day. Have a safe day. Join us Monday on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.